Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The girls wrestling team hosted their tournament yesterday in the Humboldt Middle School Gymnasium, having a few wrestlers place first within their respective brackets in the tournament. I caught up with Coach Newell after the conclusion of the tournament for his thoughts on how it went for the team and the road ahead going into next week.
We wrestled well. I think tonight was probably the best night that we've had from top to bottom. I mean, we had some girls tonight win some matches that hadn't won yet this year. And so I think we're taking steps in the right direction. We've got a full week of practice next week. We don't wrestle again until next Friday up at Algona. So I think we're going to approach this next week with a lot of hard work. And I think we're going to make ourselves a lot better this coming week.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Our next guest is Humboldt boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt Wildcats boys wrestling program held the 2022 Joe Fitch Invitational in the Humboldt High School Gymnasium Friday night, placing first as a team with multiple individual winners on the evening in the respective weight classes. I caught up with Coach Beeman to hear his thoughts on the tournament.
I mean, we only get so many opportunities to wrestle here this year, and so this is a great way to start the year. And I think they're including Fitch tournament. We only have two other home dates. So, yeah, we want to take advantage of the opportunities we have.
You guys coming in number 12 here preseason-wise. You get the win yesterday up in Estherville and then come back here today. How are you feeling about the team here after tonight's tournament?
A lot better. Last night, we were a little bit frustrated. It was the first time weighing in for the year. Since we didn't get to on Tuesday, but the kids were down to weight. I just thought we looked a little bit flat, almost looked tired. And so kind of put a challenge out to the kids to that night. Now we move on to the next and we got to prepare a little bit better. I thought they did a lot better job today just in how they warmed up, just mentally preparing for matches, just getting, I mean, physically and mentally ready for, you know, a grind of four matches in one day. And so, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that you can improve that much in less than a 24-hour period, but that was kind of our message to the kids that, man, if we can do that in less than 24 hours, if we do that every day, this is going to be a pretty special group.
And to be able to do it here in front of your home fans, what's that mean to have that big of a turnaround here?
No, that's it. I mean, like I said, we're going to love every opportunity that we get to compete in front of our hometown and our fans here, and just a great opportunity, and the kids took advantage of it.
So after the tournament today, what's next to the team now in terms of practice? Are you going to take the weekend off, relax a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, we look at that. They'll have tomorrow off. We would expect them to get a little bit of cardio in, have Sunday off. So that's the nice thing about these Friday night tournaments. You get a little bit more time to recoup on the weekends. And so I'm sure there'll be some kids out hunting, some kids out, you know, getting a run in at the rec center, whatever that may be. But they get the break off from some competition. And then we jump right after it next week on Thursday and Friday again. So we've got a really tough competitive schedule. And I mean, it was going to start off where we were going to, you know, earlier this week, but then weather kind of took control of that. But, you know, we got to see number 5 Atlantic today, who, I mean, solid team. And, you know, we knew that they would be a huge test today. Emmitsburg, I believe, is ranked number 6 in 1A. So, you know, we had some hammer teams here to compete with, and now we're going to see Clara next Thursday.
Final thoughts, at least from tonight.
Just great team effort from our kids to our coaches. And this is a tournament where we've got 4 mats going, and there was at least one point in time during the tournament we had a kid on every single mat. So our coach is doing an outstanding job. And I love that about this tournament, that it's constant action. So, I mean, the fans have somebody to watch all the time. I would think it's enjoyable from a fan standpoint. And these things are only possible if you have a bunch of people involved. And our coach is doing an outstanding job. Our kids are doing a great job. Managers, I mean, cheerleaders, everybody had a part today.
Appreciate to coach, and best of luck with the next week here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.